Down the hillside he rode. He had often ridden his horse along country tracks, but never in his life had he gone so fast. If the horse missed his footing now, there would be no hope for him. Almost blinded in the swirling rain, he had to trust himself entirely on the horse's sense of direction. He urged his horse on with caressing words, and his horse responded, almost as if knowing that on their speed depended the lives of hundreds of people. Suddenly, there was a great crash, followed by a rumble of thunder. Turning, he saw a glistening wall of water rushing after him down the valley. "The flood!" he shouted. Though there was no one to hear him, he galloped on. There was a subtle menace about the half-breed as he entered Hal's general store. A quiet threat, like the purr of a cougar. He stood just inside the doorway, hands on his waist, lips stretched back to show his teeth. His dark eyes flickered. Then he located the old-timer sitting on a stool behind the counter.
"You Hal Hewitt?" the half-breed asked.
It was a simple question, but he injected venom into it, so that each of the three words came out as a soft splash of acid. The moment Will Sheridan met Samantha Murphy, he knew she was the woman he'd been waiting for. Then suddenly she disappeared, but Will vowed to find her and make her his bride, once he discovered who she was. There was bush all around, bush with no horizons, for the country was flat. No ranges in the distance. The bush consists of stunted, rotten native apple trees. No undergrowth. Nothing to relieve the eye save the darker green of a few she-oaks which are sighing above the narrow, almost waterless creek. 19 miles to the nearest sign of civilization. Just a shanty on the main road. Sitting in my dentist's reading matter-starved waiting room the other day, I picked up a well-thumbed 1986 edition of Cosmopolitan magazine and tried to pass the time by responding to the questionnaire, "Are you a lesbian? Take our quiz and find out for sure." Well, as it turned out, I was. I should have known. All the signs were there. I've always been attracted to women and indeed openly live in a sexual relationship with one. I'd just never looked at the big picture before.